Hey y'all, this is Dick Darren from StraightHustling.com. Are you a hunter or just like to target shoot and have a good time? Then you need to check out Freedom Munitions. You can find a link to Freedom Munitions at the bottom of StraightHustling.com. I can't say enough good stuff about Freedom Munitions. It's where I buy my own ammo, great prices, you buy directly online, and it's shipped to your doorstep. It doesn't get any better than that. You can sign up for their email specials and check out their brass buyback program. So please click the link at the bottom of our site, StraightHustling.com. It takes you directly to Freedom Munitions and get your hustle on. Let's get on with the show.
This is Mike Manick. You're on StraightHustling.com. This is my new single, The Redneck Remix, Manic Life. Fix your face. Unless you're from these parts where you don't survive, unless you got a lot of heart. Hillbilly hustler, I live by the code. Outlaw reputation to uphold. Now it's easy to tell them boys country as hell. My beard stay on bush and I don't brush no hair. I-75 south exit 185. Take a left, cross the river, buddy, and come inside. Jones County is the place, Demon Jones is your host. And I'm known to swipe shows from bozos coast to coast. Redneck or not, hillbilly and rock. Turning stages to barbecue and the beat, the boondock stops. I'm Carhartt, straw hat, pine cone pie. Can fix it with a pocket knife, bricklayers don't lie. Give me a roller string, try leveling boom. An old pickup truck, I take these rookies to school. Now that's four buckets of sand, one bucket of water. Throw it in the mixer.
All right, Straight Hustling's back. This is Dick Darren.
Money Mike, baby.
And AJ.
We got a cool show today. We got Mike Manick. Oh, Texas, yeah. Coming on.
Yeah, Muddy Water.
Muddy Water. Got his new album coming out with Damn It Boy soon, so we'll have to talk to him about that.
Oh, yeah, and John and David Ray down there at Damn It Boy. Yeah, shout out.
Got all the new shit going. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So let's see what his plans are for his album. We've been trying to get him on the show for a few times, and maybe he's going to make it today, maybe.
Maybe.
I did see a video of him on the lake this morning.
Oh,
so.
Well, you know. It's the manic life. It must be manic. So manic he's got to go fishing when he's supposed to do an interview. But we'll see.
I don't even get time to fish, man. You got me jealous.
Or me either.
Me either. Shit.
I could be fishing right now. What's fishing?
Shit. So that's real cool, man. He got some new sound out. He's working with Damn It Boy. So we'll check out his album, see what his favorite song is, and just see what's going on with him, see if he's going to come back to Nashville soon. And I see he's got a lot of things going on Facebook. He's doing a lot of that live video now, interacting with his fans and stuff. So that's pretty cool also. A lot of people taking advantage of that nowadays.
Yeah, it's great. I'm going to start interacting with my fan.
I think he just left.
Your fan has left the building.
Yeah. Oh, I just got
that
unfriended.
Buffalo Bill or Bob or whatever.
I was unfriended again. Damn it.
Oh shit. Money Mike's friend, please come back.
Yes,
I'm missing you.
Yeah, DD214. Well, oh wait, that's what I got when I got in the military. My fault.
Let's get Mike on here and see what's going on. What's up, Mike?
Yeah.
It's Mike. What's good, bro?
What's going on, man? This is Dick from Straight Hustling, and I got Money Mike and AJ with me.
Yo.
How you doing, Mr. Mike?
Oh, man. Just out here enjoying this beautiful day. How you doing?
Oh, good, man. You still at the lake?
Yes, sir.
Damn, you always at the lake. Every time we try to get a hold of you at the lake.
I can't believe we even actually got a hold of you.
Man, I tell you what, I work a full-time job, and I'm a father of three, and I'm a husband, and I'm doing all this music stuff, and usually if I got a free minute to get away from all the stress, this is where you'll find me. But I made sure that today where I'm at is a good signal. As you can tell, you might hear some birds chirping, but that's about it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we can hear you good, man. That's cool. You're out there doing your thing, man. You got all kind of shit going on.
Yeah, definitely busy, man. And this album, getting ready to drop, is definitely, it's adding to everything pretty much. Not ready to make the transition away from my normal job to full-time musician. As we get closer and closer, a lot of gigs and stuff going on. Man. So.
You got your new album in Muddy Waters, right?
It's Muddy Water, no S, yeah.
Muddy Water.
Muddy Water.
Well, hell yeah.
Good deal. When's the drop day for that?
15th next month, man. It's the pre-orders go on the 29th and the 15th of, what is it, April?
Good deal.
All
right. Yeah, man. So you got that with Damn It Boy, right?
Yeah, man. It's kind of a collab between me and Damn It Boy. I kind of came into Damn It Boy different than a lot of these other cats did, before John Connor even formed Damn It Boy, back when he was making Big Boy's beats. I don't know if y'all are familiar with all that, but John's been around for a while. And,
oh, yeah.
Before he ever got involved with Damn It Boy, me and him were, I've always been a huge fan of his work, his production. I've always, been in cahoots with him from the jump. Damn It Boy, came along and it was just a natural fit because, you know, we started including, you know, David Ray and John and I got involved, and, it just helped me evolve into more of a, artist that could be representative of who I am. I was like a lot of these other guys, man, I was a hip hopper, but I never really found my niche until we got that, you know, that gritty down south live band sound mixed right. with the 808s, you know?
Yeah, it's truly original sound, man. It's growing.
Yeah, we love it.
Yeah. It's everywhere. Before you know it, everybody's going to be trying to get JC to give them a beat.
Oh, yeah.
He makes enough of them. He should be able to feed everybody, but I try to get as many of them as possible because, you know, everybody out there is going to be jumping on them before you know it, and they're going to be everywhere.
Yeah, man, they're blowing up, that's for sure. You bringing a little religion to the Damn It Boy Studios when you come?
Yeah, man, I'm definitely a God-fearing man. I'm not one of those Bible-thumping, go out and point my finger at people and say how much better I am than other people.
That's what we do.
I'm not. I'm just I'm a regular guy. I believe that I've always been a believer, man. You know, I was raised a Southern Baptist. I'm from the Bible Belt in Texas. You know.
We know all about it. We're down here in Tennessee, baby.
Yeah,
it's Bible thumpers everywhere, and it's Baptist. You can't go 10 miles without seeing a Baptist church.
No, and that's the crazy thing in Texas. It's not the big cities and the small communities. It doesn't matter. The Baptists around here are just, they're everywhere. I mean, it's hard to get away from it. It's a pretty life. Not that I would ever want to get away from it, because once I found my peace with God and, you know, started living my life, everything, all this has started happening. So apparently, you know, he's listening and paying attention, because I started living my life right and started making music that was, you know, I don't want to say not street, but it just wasn't that gritty sound that everybody was trying to do when Paul Wall was doing their thing in Texas. And, you know, it is what it is. If y'all heard Uncle Bud and Redneck, it's a mix of Southern rock and rap.
Yeah, I love the video, man. Who inspired that video? Was it all your idea or somebody else put that together?
Well, I tell you what, no, it kind of started out like I had like a basic. I knew that we were going to be running around the woods. The song is actually about a real guy. I grew up on the Red River in northeast Texas, and I don't know if you guys have ever been up through here, but it's I don't know, they call us river rats. They call us Red River mud blood, stuff like that, because the water's so muddy and so murky and just dirty and just, but anyway, there's an old man down on the Red River that used to sell moonshine, and it was like, you know, drinking starter fluid. You'd go out there and just take a drink off of a high octane gas pump or something.
Oh,
it was horrible, you know, but, it is what it is. It was, you know, the song was about him because he's kind of an urban legend about, you know, where I'm from. And, he taught me a lot of life lessons about, you know, there's some rowdy characters out there, you know, you gotta watch your back and stuff. And, you know, some old men up there that the shiners don't play, they don't mess around. They take their stuff serious. And, I don't know if you guys noticed, but on the video, JJ Harness, John Harness, actually shot it. O-Rig helped, DJ O-Rig, helped edit it. And as far as the concept, JJ kind of ran with it. We both got our heads together, and JJ came down and we shot it. And, you know, it was one of them things that I had the basics and everybody that was around, just my team, man. I can't say enough about Damn It Boy and Muddy Lands and Dirty Lands, all those guys. They just, you know, they've basically opened their door to me, and I've been around for a while, but I just, I was so underground and content with being underground and for a long time, and my fans basically told me that, you know, they wanted more for me, and they didn't want me to be just this, you know, part-timer. They want to see me out on the road, and I got 8 million people saying, when can we get you here, when can we get you there, and it just makes sense to, you know, I might as well take this to the next level, you know.
Yeah, tell them to show you the money, you can get you there.
Yeah, you better. You better get on that horse and ride, you know what I mean? It only comes around once a life, right?
Right, right, right. Well, I tell you what, man, it's like I said, I've been around, and man, it's crazy whenever you got, you know, you can call every venue that you know, every mud park, you can call every off-road shop or anything that would have to do with the hip-hop genre to try and get yourself a sponsor, get booked, anything of that nature yourself. But the first time that fans go in there and they're like, oh, we want to see this guy, you know, then they start paying attention. It's crazy. I mean, that's how it works. So,
we know exactly how it works.
I've chased venues up and down, and finally, when I finally quit caring about it, that's when they start wanting to book me. So,
yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly how it is, man. You know, you can beg and beg and beg to do something, but until they want you, y'all let begging don't do nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. What's your favorite song off your new album?
Well, you know what? Somebody asked me that last night, man, and it's one of them things, like, I could say one song and then I'd think about it and say another. I think that every song on the album has potential to be a favorite song and, you know, be one of those songs that actually changes a lot of stuff, you know, for people personally, like on a I don't know. Some of the music on there is just really a life-changing music, I guess. It's got a lot of real stuff coming from my heart, you know.
Did you write all the songs?
The majority of them. I tell you what, man, I never sit here to nobody. There's some songs that I wrote all of it, but, you know, some of them I was in the Damn It Boy studio with John Connor being the awesome producer, and we've always been in cahoots together, you know what I mean? And he's an awesome writer. Same with David Ray. David Ray was there. They helped. I can't deny that they did not help, because they're, you know, writer's block's real. Everybody, if you've ever tried to write a rhyme, you get stumped. It just happens.
Yeah, sometimes it comes, and sometimes I'm sure it don't, especially when you're there and people are looking at you and need to come up with some stuff.
You know, three minds are always better than one when you're trying to come up with shit.
Not always.
Well, it depends, you know, on the mind.
It's not,
you know,
like they sit there and spoon-feed me, and it's not like I need their help. You know what I mean? It's a team.
Yeah,
it's
right.
That, you know, everything that I for and I stands for, everything that Damn It Boy stands for, it's that loyalty stuff, man. It's what I missed for so long in my career before I got, and John was in my ear, you know, for years. He's like, dude, you need to come over here. We need to do this. We need to do that. And I was really content with just, you know, repping Texas and doing these little shows and these little bars and stuff, because I got to the point I was disgusted with the dirty side of the business, man, because everybody, man, you couldn't make a dollar without somebody wanting 50 cents that didn't even know they was involved. You know?
yeah, some shady promoter that didn't even promote your show.
No, we're still waiting for our royalties off your new album.
Exactly, man. Somebody come up holding their hand out. I'm like, dude, I don't even know you.
Yeah,
I got this contract your homeboy signed. Well, you know, it is what it is, man. It is what it is. But on the bigger and better things, right?
You got us down for a piece of the new album, though, right?
Yeah, yeah. I need my cut since you're on our show.
I said you got us.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah. We need our 2.3% since you came on our show. You know what I mean? That's the way. That's nuts, man. Yeah, we understand.
How about just. I will show you guys love every chance I get, man. That's, at this point, I don't have enough money.
That's cool, man.
2.3% of what?
of nothing, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Next time you get to Tennessee, we'll baptize you out here at the Straight Hustling Pond, man.
Yeah.
That'll be a spiritual experience.
Yeah, it will. You'll smell like holy shit.
give you a new definition of muddy water.
Oh, God, yeah.
I tell you what would be great.
Oh, man. Have any of y'all ever been across the Red River in Texas?
No.
I flew across it.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, if you just Google it and just look at it where I'm from, and you just, people think they got murky water. You can't see 2 inches. It stays that way year round. Our tap water, if you ain't got like a mad like filtration system that's like on another level, you're going to drink that mud. You know, that's why they call us mud buds. But.
Oh, yeah. Man, so you're never really clean? Is that what it is?
No, man, I use Brita to shower with.
Only when it rains.
I use my Brita.
Yeah, only when it rains. That's great. You stand outside with a bar of soap. I love it. We used to do that shit when we were kids, though. I'm not going to lie. You know, we're from Tennessee, dude. We did redneck crazy shit, too, when we were kids. You know, like take a bath in the lake. Why? I don't know.
So D-Ray has told me some of the stuff that y'all did, like, and I'm like, damn, y'all. I'm like, yeah, y'all right there with us. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, rednecks is rednecks. Wherever you're at, it don't matter.
We was having a, what's the most redneck thing you've ever ate the other night? Man, I wish somebody would have been there to just video it because, man, I started really thinking. And when I was a kid, man, and, you know, it's not like I'm proud of it or nothing, but there's been times that, you know, squirrels, possums, snakes.
Oh, pig's feet, man. Pig's feet, freaking, you know, hog balls.
Gator.
Yeah, that's bar food, though. I'm talking like, there was times we ran an armadillo over with a four-wheeler, and we didn't know that those things carry, like, leprosy or something. At the time, and we're out here just gnawing on it, you know, drinking some cyanide, special brew, or whatever it was at the time, you know, thinking we were doing something, and out there, eating leprosy.
There's nothing like roadkill pie, buddy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hey, man, this new album you got, is it, I know you're saying you got, with Dammit Boy, and got a lot of beats and stuff on it. So is it going to be a lot of you singing with beats and stuff, or are you incorporating the band in it also?
There's a couple tracks on there that have the band's influence. I'm sure if you guys have been around any studio, you know how it works. By the time the song is done, there's been so many, Johnny Knight is the resident guitarist for Dammit Boy.
Right.
And, he is a beast, man. So, you know, by the time we get post on it and everything's done, he's pretty much on every track. Now my band, like I said, there's a couple of tracks on there. There's a song called State of Emergency. Me and the band actually came up with in my studio, the beat and everything. Now, once it makes it to John, he's like, "All that drum's garbage. This drum's okay. We need to turn this level down. We need to add this. We need to," you know what I'm saying? He takes that beater out of the graveyard or out of the wrecking yard that you've got most of the stuff done, and he shit-fooses it, if you would. Right. You know what I'm saying? He pimps it out. However you want to look at it, he just takes it to that next sound, and he actually taught me how to make beats on the software that he uses. And it's crazy because I've actually got a few beats that I've been trying to get him to jump on. He's down. He's, you know, he's into the rock rap stuff, but he actually taught me how to make it. So whenever I do, me and my band make a beat or something here, it's real easy for him to just be like, "All right, man, you need to turn this down. You might want to take that out. Let's add this and that," you know? So,
yeah, cool.
Like I said, it's teamwork, man. It's trusting each other's ears. We all have good ideas and we all kind of, you know, respect each other. And, you know, and I talk about John Connor, but David Ray, man, is the same. It's the same.
Oh,
he's just as instrumental as John is, man.
Right.
David's like, you know, he's one of those dudes. I've never really had somebody just screw with me, jack with me so much that literally when I'm trying to do vocals, D-Ray can't be in the room. I can't, because if I just look at him, I'm going to start laughing. Because
right.
He just, he like, I have mannerisms or whatever Texas things that I do and say that I don't pick up on it as much, you know, until they call me out on it. And they're, you know, D-Ray's constantly just busting my balls, man. Like, And it's, you know, I'm not, at first I was like, this dude, but, you know, it's hard. He does it in a way that it's so funny, you can't help but laugh.
Right. Yeah, and you want to get mad, like, but you can't.
Cut it out, get the hell out of here. We're trying to, like, get out of here. He's trying to lay up down, you know, so.
Yeah, I just saw they just put
good
out
vibe, a vibe, good energy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they just put out that muscle car.
Muscle car,
right?
Dude,
muscle car's jamming. If you ain't, man, if people ain't on to that, they're just,
I went and seen them a couple of times. They're really talented performers too, you know, and not just in the studio, but on the stage, man. They get down, man.
That's what
They take it serious, you know. They know that people that come out to the shows are spending hard-earned money, and you know, they take it serious. They want to give the people their money's worth, and that's what it's all about, is being, you know, yep. If I'm out there giving a garbage show, I'm just going to hang it up. I don't, you know.
Well, yeah, why do
me
it?
Me and my band, we...
Yeah. Everybody says, too, that they're just straight up, man. They're not out to screw nobody, and it is out legit and truthful and honest and some great people to work with. That's what everybody we talk to says.
That's the truth, man, and it's not just you won't hear that just from artists that are from their camp. If they're saying something bad about them, it's probably they tried to get up on them and they just cut ties, because even the people that I know for a fact that may not be cool with the camp, they still don't talk no noise. Right. You know what I'm saying?
They don't have nothing to talk about, you know, that I know of. There's nothing bad that I've heard on the street or nothing or in anything about them. They're legit, and, you know, treat everybody with respect, and, you know, haven't been gouging anybody or nothing, you know, and they're very talented people, you know. And, I mean, we've seen them, you know, come up real big. You know, they're getting bigger and bigger here in Nashville, and it's hard to do that in this town.
Oh, yeah, the credibility in that town. Man, I tell you what, Nashville is a monster all in itself. We actually shot part of a video. We still got to finish it up. We need to do a little bit more with me and John Connor. It's the song on the album. It's called Adios. And we actually shot it on the streets of Nashville on a Saturday night, Friday or Saturday night. And it was the first time that I had ever been in downtown Nashville. I was rapping on Painter's Alley in front of people. It was
an overwhelming experience to say
the least. It was absolutely insane. Oh, Rick was like, do this, do that. And I'm like, oh my God. These people are like popping up and doing the photo bombs and video.
Yeah.
And
yeah, people don't give a fuck around here, man.
Drunk blondes everywhere. I've never seen so many drunk blonde country girls in one spot in my life.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Falling over puking with that wolf knuckle hanging out.
Pants. So I just laugh at them, and they come up and try to talk, and JC and me just look at them like, you know, we try to be as cordial as possible, but we're like, y'all not notice the video camera here? We're rapping and there's music going on.
That's right.
I got a camera.
Yeah, if you ain't taking your clothes off, move.
Yeah. Hell yeah, yes, man. Sir.
So do you got any dates planned for coming around this way? Nashville, Memphis, Knoxville, something
I tell you what, yes, there's all kinds of stuff. We've been working with a lot of venues up there. That we've already discussed dates and stuff, but until the album was done, they're funny. Even though the response we got from Redneck and Uncle Bud, they still want to hear the total package. They don't want to hear, you know, three quarters or this or that. They want to hear what they're going to get when you come in and you do a live set.
Right.
So, you know, until I could produce that, it was kind of like, okay, I appreciate it. As soon as I get back with you, we'll do this. And they're like, oh yeah, definitely. If everything is what you say it is, we'll definitely have you here, blah, blah, blah. And there's Tennessee. It's crazy how many people from Tennessee have been, you know, showing me love. So shout out to Tennessee, definitely.
Well, we definitely want to spread it around.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a beautiful thing here. If you've got talent, there's room for you. But we got so many non-talented motherfuckers here. You know what I'm saying? you know, and that's the whole thing is, you know, everybody comes here thinking they got talent. You
mm-hmm,
feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And the fact is, you know, if you're being, you know, if you're coming here regularly, and you know, and you got people here that, you know, that know some people, that's if you ain't got talent, it don't matter.
Yeah, bust my freestyle, Mike.
Yeah, I got one for you. Don't come to Nashville if you ain't got talent, motherfucker.
What the hell? Don't listen to him, man.
But I mean, I'm just saying, you know,
paint chips.
But we have a lot of people here that, you know, come here thinking they're gonna make it and this and that. But you have to have the whole total package.
You can't blame somebody for going for their dream, man.
Well, damn, there's make another Music City.
I've heard all kind of people that I think, man, they sound like shit, but they're out there.
Yep,
stadiums of people and shit, and I'm like, who's paying for this shit? Yep. So you never know, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the truth too, man. I'm just gonna leave it at that. I don't even want to get started, man. It's so crazy, but you know, who are we to say what somebody else's taste should be? You know, if they like my music, I hope they do. Yeah. You know, I try to make music for everybody. If they don't, you know, well, it is what it is, man. If there's people out there that like, you know, some of the pop music that's out there, you know, and they don't want to like my stuff, I'm comfortable with that. Yeah. Because like that stuff, I really don't.
There are some people that like Kanye West. I don't know why.
Yeah.
People like Kanye West. So, I mean, you know, come on, man. People have fucked up taste, you know.
Yeah. Oh, man. That dude's got some talent. He's a little fucked up.
Oh, yeah, he's got talent, all right.
I remember when he first came out with his first album, you were all into it.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that College Dropout.
But Jesus Walked. Dude, I was there with Jesus Walked.
Yeah.
I don't even remember any of those songs.
Jesus Walked was cool. There was a couple of them but then he started, like, he got up there and did that stuff with Taylor Swift, and I was like, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Dude's got some talent, and he's with the Kardashians, and he's making a bunch of fucking money, I guess.
I think
he's a talentless freaking piece of shit.
Smoking meth.
But, you know, what do I know? I'm just a 9-to-5er myself there, man.
I ain't hating on anybody making that kind of money. I don't hate on him, but...
Yeah, I don't like his politics. The way he goes about himself, the way he represents himself, he shows himself as to be a piece of shit.
Well, it's all about... you remember that shit, right? So he does shit that's like...
He makes me want to punch him.
He does shit that's just so crazy that everybody remembers it. So you got other people that might have that time in the spotlight, but they're not going to take advantage or do anything crazy, so then you don't remember. Yeah, but everybody remembers every fucking thing he does.
Yeah, like when I knocked over the set that you weren't at.
Yeah.
I knocked over the whole set at the photo shoot. That was great.
So, hey, man, you've been doing a lot of the live video on Facebook now. I saw that. How's that working? Are you liking it?
Yeah, man, to be honest with you, it's nuts, man. I didn't realize that I was going to get the response that I did. I figured, you know, I got 200-300 people that are constantly messing with me on there and this and that. And I didn't figure that it's going well.
Watch that start growing. That's cool.
They like to see me act the fool, I guess.
I saw you on the lake this morning.
We're all part of manic life, dude. I don't know if you knew that, but
I saw you on the lake this morning. And I was like, is he gonna show up for our show?
We got you on Facebook, dude. You don't know that we know what you're doing.
We're tracking you.
We're like, damn, is this guy gonna be here today or not?
I tell you what, man. My wife, before I left at like 5:30 this morning, she woke up long enough to tell me, "Don't forget the interview," and she said it just like that, like real slow and like mean.
Right.
Yeah, like damn it, man.
Damn it, boy.
You're like gritting her teeth. I'm like, I got this. I set reminders on my phone, like double alarms and all kinds of stuff. So it was going down today, one way or the other.
Well, yeah, we were bound and determined to interview you, dude. Yeah. I guess I don't know what the hell happened. It was I don't know. 3 times is a strikeout, and then we still got you.
Yeah. 3 times is a charm.
No, this was 4.
Is it 4?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it?
That
wow. That's 3, isn't it?
It's called manic life because it's manic.
Right.
Hey, man, we got a...
Yes, sir.
We got a thing we do called the hustle round. We just ask you some questions, and you just say whatever you want to. You good with that?
Yeah.
We ask everybody, if you were elected president today, what's the first thing you would do?
Wow. Just rapid fire, fast lightning.
Well, whatever you think. If you want to clean up the water out there in Texas, maybe.
Oh, no. That's what gives it the flavor, bro. The first thing I would probably change, man, is I would either – two things, man. It's kind of wrapped up in two different things. I would do away with poverty. I would make sure that every child, mother – first, any woman and child would have a warm place to sleep and a warm meal and an opportunity to earn maybe a degree or something to get them out of their situation. And the males after, you know, but make sure and take no women or kids should be on the street. I don't think anybody should be, but I would take care of the poor first.
Yeah, all right, good deal. I don't know if that's going to work. And some people are just stupid, man. You can't throw
the homeless veterans in there too. We want them off the road
first.
Yeah. That's part of it too. And if you were to ask me, I think that it should be mandatory if you're a veteran in any way, shape, disabled, able, doesn't matter. I think that you should be automatically entered into some type of program that if you do get to a point, you get laid off, they take care of your bills until you get back on your feet, whether that be the rest of your life or whether that be, you know.
Well, shit, Mike would never work again then.
Yeah, I don't think I'd ever interview again.
There's always consequences to doing the right
but
thing.
Yeah, no, the thing is, you know, that subject it's a hard one because there's so many of them guys can't deal with anything but on their own right now because of what they've been through, and no matter what we try to do to help our brothers, that they're, you know, hey, some of them are lost.
PTSD is real.
Yeah, it's real. It's a real deal.
Is a fool.
Man, but the other side of that is I see people saying to have that never even were in any kind of battle or anything. They're just like, oh, I got it. I was a
Well, the thing is you can.
So it sucks for the people that do it that are affected by the other ones.
Well,
just wanna...
the difference is like there's a difference in the stress levels of being under fire, and even if it's not even
that's nuts, man.
Even if you're not directly being fired at, that, you know, if there's missiles overhead and you know there's a planes fighting over here.
When you see people die, that's got to be horrible.
Well, and seeing the amount of dead bodies that you see when you're in a war zone, I don't care if you're on a radio over there.
Physical training with somebody that you shared a bit, you know, a common ground with.
Well, I mean, and you were in boot camp with, and you know, here's the thing: you can be over there frigging behind a computer in a desk in a tent, but when you go to chow, you walk by the barracks where everybody's dead over there.
Yeah,
you know, and they're getting carted in and out all day. You see it, and there's many levels of it.
Yeah, it's
and,
hard, man. It's
and
hard.
You know, you got these kids going in and doing 4 and 5 tours right now. Yeah. It's insane. Yeah. So I mean, hats off to them.
Oh, shit.
And
yeah, man.
You know, this kid. I love this generation.
They're all in my prayers for sure.
This generation's kick ass, you know. But the other half of them are pissing me off. But
yeah, the other half of them.
It's a tough thing because I'm with you guys too. There's some out there that are saying they have this and they have that, and they don't.
Yeah, I actually met a guy.
And they make it bad for the ones that do.
I actually met a guy that was in a Humvee, and he had like part of his skull and shit blown off, man. And he was I met him last year, and he was telling me that while he's in there getting medical help and everything, he said, you wouldn't imagine all the people that never even fought and things that are in line just trying to sign up and saying they have it just so they can get on disability and stuff, and they never even went into anything.
I mean, that's the thing is, you know, these doctors, though, will tell you have it just because you were there. You know, and you're like, I don't think that I qualify for that just because I was in a
We should qualify for being in here with a room next to you sometimes.
To pay their Mercedes payment.
You know, that's the thing. You know, I don't think everybody's qualified.
That's true, man. But yeah, as far as back to the question you asked, though, that's what I do, man.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, what about who would you make your vice president? You can pick anybody.
Man, who would I make my vice president? Man, that's a tough one because it would have to be somebody. I've always said that the vice president should be somebody that knows the president so well that they could fill his shoes. That being said, there's only a few people that know me well enough that could probably, you know, do the same thing or would look at things the same way that I would. So, damn, that's a hard one. I'm going to go with Willie Nelson.
All right.
Damn, I didn't expect that, but that's good. He went real deep and busted out Willie. Hell yeah.
Yeah, you'd be trying to get ahead of Willie.
You want to know why I say that, though? Because regardless of what people think of how he smokes or what he smokes, that's his own damn business.
Right.
The man is a compassionate human being, and he genuinely cares for people.
Like, and he's given a lot back to people, man.
A lot of the things that these candidates talk about let's make America this, and let's do that, and let's do that, you know, and which, if they do, great, more power. I'm not going to get into that, because I don't even want to get into that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so please don't ask me who I'm voting for. but yeah.
We'll never ask
anyway.
That.
Yeah, that's not a question we like to ask.
Well, anyway, hey, how about this, man? You're stranded on a deserted island. You got to pick one person to be with you. We're going to give you Kanye West, Taylor Swift, Ted Nugent, Megan Fox, or Eminem.
Ted Nugent, bro.
Hell yeah.
Dude, we would never want for food. He could, like, I mean, he's, Ted, Uncle Ted's awesome.
Yeah.
I have no, yeah. I like, nothing but respect for him.
So now we know who you're voting for.
Stuff, but we wouldn't have to worry about food.
Yeah, the only thing is, though, we always say, if the food gets scarce, he's probably going to eat you. So yeah. I don't think he cares what he
but
eats.
We know who you're voting for now.
Yeah, let's just say that I can swim. I'm kind of fat, so I float. So I'm gonna swim farther, and hopefully, you know,
might get eaten by a shark.
You know, I see it coming. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. I'd hate to have to fend off Ted Nugent trying to eat me. That doesn't sound like a good time.
What about your band member you're most likely to get arrested with?
Gabe.
Oh, right out of the bat.
Sawed off. Gabriel Moore.
I can't wait to meet him and party with him.
Gabe out there raising hell, sound like. All right, man. We got a few more. Two musicians that you want to see in an MMA cage fight. Not necessarily to the death, but just an MMA cage fight.
In an MMA cage fight. Oh, man, that's a good one. I'm trying to think, who was I tired of them always bitching about each other? There was a feud. Who was it, man? It was Kanye and... No, it was Drake and Chris Brown.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You put a wig on...
I think Chris Brown will whoop Drake's ass.
You put a wig on Drake, Chris Brown and fuck
like
him up.
Even though Chris Brown is like an R&B
guy, yeah.
He's pretty gangster, man.
Yeah, beat the shit out of Rihanna.
And Drake comes...
He's got plenty of practice. I bet his weed bottle and weed game is vicious.
And Drake comes from a affluent suburb in Canada.
Yeah, he's Toronto, boy.
His pimp hand is strong.
Yeah. Straight out of Toronto, pimp.
I'm talking about Chris Brown. He'd be backhanding him, pimp slapping him in the fight.
Treating him like a bitch in the elevator.
Bitch, you better have my money at this fight. All right, man. What about, let's see, the most redneck thing you ever ate?
The most redneck thing I've ever ate. Man. I don't know, man. There's so much redneck stuff.
You just said you guys talked about it for hours.
Yeah, you just went over it last night. You gotta know what the outcome was.
Man, it'd either be possum, grilled possum, or grilled raccoon.
Yeah. Now, raccoon's not that redneck. Possum's fucked up.
Yeah. Especially if you ate the babies.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, you can play with a raccoon
just,
and then kill it.
You just wrap them on like a rotisserie with that tail and just like, you know, flip them around.
Yeah, they're just nasty.
In their mouth.
But possums are good to keep around, man. They eat ticks.
All right, man.
That's the straight hustling tip for the day.
Yeah. I always learn something listening to us.
Yeah, you always learn something on our show. It's very informative.
Oh, he's got a couple more, man. What about your favorite moonshine flavor?
Possum.
Oh, man,
Muddy Water.
Clear, buddy. I didn't know there was any other flavor.
Just the clear?
Hey, down in Texas, they do it simple.
Is that the only thing you guys got clear down there? Because the water's dirty. So
no. I mean, the girls drink all that other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Apple pie. And
yeah, the guys, man, if you drink anything, if you drink apple pie around here, I like apple pie. Don't get me wrong, but you like I get... shit because I drink apple pie.
Y'all still care what other people think about you over down there.
Well, when you got 20, 30 rednecks standing around a bonfire sipping on, you know, 180 proof and you bust out with some cotton candy, you know, old smoky or whatever, they look at you like,
some fucking watermelon, wasn't that what I had that time? Yeah, some watermelon. That guy gave me some watermelon. I was tripping.
Yeah.
I was like, watermelon moonshine, really?
Sounds good.
It was like a Jolly Rancher. It wasn't even like it is.
I promise you. It sounds like it's awesome, but it's not.
It wasn't that great, you know. I mean, I'd rather had moonshine, something that knocked my dick in the dirt instead of that, you know, Jolly Rancher.
The best taste and flavor though, man, a dude made some pina colada.
I just threw up my mouth.
we had redneck girls out here making snow cones with that stuff.
Oh shit! I bet that was in the bacon.
We need to go to Texas.
Yeah, no shit.
Did they have Rebel Flag bikinis on? Is what I want to know.
Yes. Some of them.
All right, man.
Some ham bones. That's what I'm talking about. Mm.
We got to ask you this: your favorite Nashville podcast?
Trey Hustlin, baby.
He better know who we are.
All right, man. That sounds cool, man. We appreciate it. And let us know whenever you get to Nashville, man. We'll get some pictures with you.
Yeah, and drink some of that apple pie.
I'll be there for a little while Friday night and Saturday morning, but we're headed to Georgia to shoot that video at D Thrash's place in Georgia.
Oh, shit. That sounds cool.
Good deal.
Hell, that sounds like a party.
Hell, yeah. Don't get arrested, Gabe.
Yeah.
You and Gabe don't get arrested down there.
I think I got to go solo this time, bro.
All right, man.
Thanks for hooking up with us, man. We appreciate it.
All right.
We'll be talking to you soon, man.
Yeah, take it easy, baby.
Yeah, appreciate y'all too, man. Keep doing what y'all do.
Thanks, man.
All right, Warren.
All right, that's the show. Mike Manick from Muddy Water, Texas.
Oh, yeah. He's a mud bug. Hell yeah. We got to go down there and meet us some mud bugs.
He's out there hustling, doing his thing, man. He's got a whole bunch of shit going on.
He's a busy fella.
Working, singing, three kids.
No wonder it took us
fishing.
15 times to get the interview.
Yeah, he's a busy guy, man.
Yeah, shit. I wish I was that busy. No, I don't. I'm glad I'm not.
They're doing a lot of good things, man. And making sure he makes it to church on Sunday.
Yeah.
Maybe you should learn that.
Maybe. Yeah. But, you know.
So y'all go out there and check him out. Check out his live stuff on Facebook. That's cool. He's got a lot of stuff out there where he's interacting with the fans, getting out there and asking questions. I see he's got a lot of fans in Australia sending the messages on there, so maybe he'll get out there soon.
Yeah, and you know, for all you fans that like to rub one out on them videos, don't do it.
Why do I have you on here? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's not that kind of video, people.
All right, so shit. So you found out what's the most redneck thing he ate. Found out a lot of cool stuff about him.
Don't eat possum, people. It's just roadkill. Yeah, you know, 2-day-old possum off the side of the road is not. I mean, if we're naked and afraid, maybe.
Shit.
Maybe. That's a maybe. That's a fucking maybe too. That's a big maybe. You know, 15 days in, I'm grubbing on it. But you know, yeah.
So we'll be looking for his new album. He'll be out there jamming with his band. Be out there working with Damn It Boy Records. So that's cool, right out here in Tennessee. So we always got to give them some love. They're out here doing their thing.
And big shout out to Gabe. Stay out of the bars.
Yep. You're going to have to bail you out soon, sounds like, Gabe.
Sounds like, you know, we got grumpies down here in Nashville, so she'll get him out.
So, shit, everybody go out there, check our website out, straighthustling.com, STR8HUSTLIN.com, and be checking us out. We got some cool interviews, some more stuff coming.
Oh yeah, big interviews, you know, big people, big stars, man. You know, we're on the rise, baby.
And that one fan of Mike, please come back.
Yeah, we're looking for my fan. the only one fan we have, I have. So
we're gonna get out of here. If you ain't hustling, you ain't living.
Peace. And you can bet good whiskey, I'm as real as it gets. I got a big red truck, fly a big old flag, and the redneck nation, they got my bag. I kill a couple ducks, I cook my own shine. You know we wear gray all down my bloodline. I'm a legend in the woods, that's where I stay. I gotta keep my song hanging on my gate. I got a .22 rifle by my hall bins, and yeah, I still spit without my dip bin. Got some blood on my boots from a kill last year, and a good bone knife from the horns of that. I'm a backwoods baller, being on the waller. You can find me in the pines, getting turnt in the holler. I'm a redneck son, it's my way of life. I'm living good.
Pop raised me, I'm a 518 all pro. Stall hope before you flap your trap, do some research. Boondock King, Shamrocks on the t-shirt. Feet first shine, got your boy walking sideways. Chilling with the bear, cleaning deer up in the driveway. I stay placed up, hip-hop redneck. Country strong, stay strong, Danny O coming next.
GA, my home state where them dogs play. Yeah, it's red clay, no cliche, no play. I second what Troy say. City folks like, really, what did he say? Fact is, they done let me in. A wild redneck getting drunk with my kin. Deck it right a little bit with a pad and a pen. So turn the beat up, cousin, let the party begin. Ah.
Redneck,
want
some, get some. Redneck, really broke the job though. Redneck, keep my blood in my bones and the twang of my tone. And they bird of my song.
Beverage got me tripping, looking at the sky. Heavens, rednecks living in the woods is a blessing. But some of these rapping rednecks need lessons. It ain't for everybody, you gotta love it. Love it so much you can't keep from thinking of it. Love it like the girl in your life, and love it like a jacked up truck when it's running just right. Love it like the brand new tires that just rolled up in a big brown truck. You gotta love it like we love mud, and some love to smoke bud and drink bud.
I do.
It's a lifestyle that we all living. Made for the country and the city is a prison. Respect is earned around here, it ain't given. Living off the grid is my lifelong mission.
Y'all fishing.
Kid cop spit fans hooked to the steak bait. Tight lines catfishing in my think tank. Mustard on my taters and bust them up like sling blade. They mostly washed up and they sucking like a sink drain. Whether we're flat bottom or a pontoon boat, I'ma get where I'm going, y'all sink where I float. Homie, it's no baloney, believe me, it's no joke. Don't matter the cold weather, I start up with no choke. Hit a buck, 100+, open sights and no scope. Thinking they can hold me, but trust me, there's no hope. The phonies is no go, your rollers are slow boat. My flow is just so dope, and dirty is no soap. I'm the lone star, go hard, step up or go home. I stay aimed at the stars, cause the balls are so dope. Mud bog monster, conquer the no-dos. We slamming like closed doors, don't ask me, cause Bo knows.